Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. On the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Muckin' Fun Day or Fuckin' Monday, whatever you want to call it. It's the 5th day of February, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign, and of course you're going to have to punch in the *6MU to go to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 43 degrees and a low of 26. It's about the same weather. It's snow last couple of days, maybe about an inch and a half, 2 inches, just enough to make it miserable. At any rate, we're going to run through this and we'll be right back and we'll go see what the Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition, propagandists are saying. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go over to the front page where there's nothing but fucking CNBC. CNN and Fox to fucking go through, but we can sure shove it up their fucking ass, their goddamn propaganda, lies and half truths, and that's what we're going to do. Where do we start here? Drag queen resigns as school principal after libs of TikTok exposes prior child porn charges. Okay, we kind of went over one, like I think the same one. They were going to do it. Now they've done it. That ain't good enough. You fucking son of a bitch, man. The principal of a fucking school. A drag queen. What do you think he's doing with the kiddies? Scandalous Senate deal allows 1.5 million illegals per year. Slides up to 2.3 billion to NGOs trafficking them. And gives 60 billion to Ukraine. Well, of course it does, because this is what we all want. This is what the majority, these are our representatives. I see they've got a picture of fucking Mitch McConnell, Zelensky, and fucking Schumer standing together. And Zelensky looking like, I'll knock your fucking ass out, boy. I'm fucking an old man. I'll fucking blast you right between the fucking eyes. Smash that fucking freak nose of yours right through the back of your head, you little fucking thieving prick. And the two thieving Jew pricks with you, Mr. fucking goddamn Mitch McConnell, the cocaine fucking dealer, Chucky Schumer, the fucking goddamn Jew representative. I mean, fucking nothing but Jew representative in the fucking, well, it ain't the Congress. It's just a fucking communist committee. Let's see what else we got here. John Podhoretz says, Representative Macy is anti-Semitic filth for opposing $14.3 billion in USAID to Israel. Well, of course he fucking is. You don't, you bow to them motherfuckers. You lick their fucking feet, right? Them kite cocksuckers. They're your betters. Get it through your fucking head, animal. No, they're the fucking animals. I seen one of the rats crawl up out of a fucking sewer a week or two ago. Didn't you see that? That's a real fucking Jew. That's what them fuckers are. Genocidal fucking scum, pig shit eating bastards. Anyway, this is by Chris Minahan, Information Liberation. We'll see if this is Fox or CNN or CNBC. It'll show. Neocon John Pohortes, Representative Thomas Macy, Republican Kentucky, a piece of anti-Semitic filth on Sunday for announcing he will vote against giving over $14 billion from struggling U.S. taxpayers to Israel. Why, how dare that son of a bitch? Of course he's anti-Semitic. They don't even know what the fucking word means, but man, it's just one of, I mean, that's another fucking, you know, the grammar thing. The speaker just announced that that next week the House will vote on a clean bill to send Israel $14.3 billion. Fucking billion. Why are people sleep under underpasses with their little kids in the fucking winter? Macy said Saturday on X. Oh, boy, I like the way they do that. Israel has a lower debt to GDP ratio than the United States. This spending package has no offsets, so it will increase the debt by $14.3 billion plus interest. I'm a no, is what the guy's saying. You anti-Semitic son of a bitch. How dare you? Hey, when our fucking masters tell us they want our fucking goddamn shirts and our clothes, we rip them off and we hand them to them. You understand? You fucking goyim, you fucking animal. Most of this money will go directly to the U.S. military industrial complex, which, if you're keeping up, prefers to be referred to as the defense industrial base. Now watch for those stocks to go up on Monday, Macy said, added, of course. This is the theft of your fucking country. By fucking God, these motherfuckers have no jurisdictional authority in this country. We have the jurisdictional authority to fucking kill every goddamn one of them. We just sit here on our fucking asses and watch it. One clarification, the bill will spend over $17 billion, but some goes to replace weapons we've given to Israel, and some goes for other random costs in the Middle East. He continued, in addition to the 17 plus billion, we will probably give them the customary it's called 38 billion. It's not 3 plus billion in the omnibus. Oh, we probably another 3 billion. What the hell? What's a bill here? There, a bill there. Of course, you're a no, you disgenerous piece of anti-Semitic filth. Pohortes responded. I just said, fuck you, asshole. Get outside. Step outside. We'll see who's the fucking trash here. So now if I don't vote for massive foreign aid that goes primarily to the military-industrial complex, anti-Semitic filth, Macy fired back. Your unfounded slurs will not change my vote because America's broke and my constituents can't afford no more. It's an election year. Indeed, under the Zionist Post, October 7th, new rules, you're anti-Semitic if you support a ceasefire, support the First Amendment. No, the first article. See, everything they have to keep it. That fucking Constitution doesn't exist. All exists is that Bill of Rights. Don't tell me amendment. That is an article of fucking law. Absolute unalienable fucking law. And see, these just little misnomers, these little fuckers trying to push us into some more shit for a fucking another election. Oppose the mass slaughter of children. How fucking dare you? And it's not the mass slaughter. It's called genocide. See, that's how they work fucking gun control into gun safety. Different, you know, fucking things. No, call it what it fucking is. It's called genocide. When you fucking go to exterminate a people, men, women, and children, that's genocide. Oppose ethnic cleansing and genocide. Well, now you put it up there. Okay, that's good. I guess I'm one of these anti-Semitic son of a bitches. proud of it. Report on Zionist academics committing plagiarism in their desertions. Desertions. I don't believe everyone has seen video of Hamas committing mass rape and beheading babies. It's all been proved. This is all the shit that has been proven to be a part of the black op of October 7th. Now, isn't it? Or October 6th, whatever the fucking 7th. Don't believe Hamas baked a baby in an oven. Well, I don't believe none of that shit. I must be one anti-Semitic son of a bitch and proud of it. Now you're also anti-Semitic if you oppose broke U.S. taxpayers giving billions of dollars to Israel to help facilitate their ethnic cleansing campaign. Genocide. Call it what it fucking is. Genocide. There's only one fucking race. They're going after the Palestinians. They want to erase the Palestinians and put, you know, erase their fucking line. Get completely rid of them as a people. That's genocide. Like a dodo bird's a dodo bird. As I reported earlier this week, the pro-Israeli lobby group, the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, APAC, which we now know, reportedly has Zionist OnlyFans pornographer Leonid Radvinsky as their number one founder. Yeah, well, what the fuck's the surprise about that? Is dumping money made of Ravinsky's smut trafficking business into ousting Representative Macy and other Israel critics from Congress. This is all, we're into that election fucking thing, man. All this fucking shit is irrelevant. We're not fucking enforcing the law. Not all this goes away the day we step up and we start putting these motherfuckers in the ground and we take this fucking country back, throw this fucking goddamn unlawful fucking corporation, well, throw them hell, put them on the goddamn gallows or put them up against a fucking wall. That's when it stops, people. Not until all the bitching and complaining and reiterating the fucking goddamn crimes committed is counterproductive. You're showing that you'll fucking take it. It is also anti-Semitic to oppose Zionist smut kingpins like Leonid Radvinsky picking and choosing our congressmen. They're not our congressmen. We have no fucking Congress. We have no fucking Senate. It's all a fucking lie. The Constitution never fucking was. Even the original was never ratified by the people. The people never gave their consent. The people never gave them one smidgen of fucking power. It was just a bunch of fucking goddamn aristocratic fucking thieves that got together and said, I mean, this is what happened. I mean, they just sit down and said, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. Even when they appointed fucking George Washington as the goddamn, you know, head of the army, they appointed him. There was no elections involved in the fucking making of that fucking Constitution that never fucking was, and the people never ratified it, so it never fucking was. It never had authority over anything. It was just a goddamn paper tiger, and people fell for it. That's all you got to say. You look at this piece of shit. New Jersey-based gang of migrants charging $6,000 a head to smuggle illegal immigrants into U.S. from Canada, report. Why not? I mean, the fucking Mexican cartels are working deep in the fucking country, even into Chicago and Vermont, evidently. New Jersey here, I say. This is by George Fitzgibbons, New York Post. See? Oh, we got New York Post. This is certainly fucking goddamn rebel fucking news. I mean, this is certainly fucking American nationals fucking standing up for the fucking Bill of Rights news. I bet they're going to talk about the Bill of Rights in this, don't you? New Jersey-based migrant gang is smuggling hordes of illegal immigrants. No, they're not illegal immigrants. They're fucking invaders. They are fucking invaders. They're not immigrants. Plain and simple. Illegal? No. Unlawful fucking goddamn fucking invaders. That's what they are. Terminology, people. Terminology. That's how they plan to kick in your fucking prior fucking programming that you've been going through since you was old enough to hear a fucking goddamn word from in a goddamn public school. into the U.S. across the Canadian border for a price of $6,000 a head, a new report reveals. The human smuggling gang took root after its founders were briefly detained and cut loose by federal immigration authorities. No. No. You know, you think about it. You're down there on that fucking border. You know, you step across the border, you got the federales. They got in uniforms just like your so-called border patrol. And every one of them is a fucking gangster. They go up and they blow somebody's fucking head off. Everyone on this side is just another fucking goddamn cartel fucking gangster. That's what they fucking are. And you got these son of a bitches down there, Ted Nugent and fucking, what the hell's her name? Dizzy cunt. I'll get it later. I got another article. I'm going to talk about it anyway. The ringleaders, migrants from Guatemala and Colombia, snuck across the Mexican border and set up shop in the Garden State, running the lucrative scheme while dodging the feds, according to a report by Daily Mail. While U.S. Border Patrol agents grapple with an over... No, they're not U.S. Border Patrol agents. They are goddamn down there. They are fucking... They are fucking United Nations goddamn fucking troops proliferating a fucking invasion into this country. I mean, that's what they've been doing. That's what they're doing. That's what they will continue to do until that person and you look at when you look in the mirror fucking stands up and starts blasting their fucking asses. While the U.S. border agents grapple with an overwhelming flow of asylum seekers from Mexico, the New Jersey-based gang has helped spark an under... the radar surge in crossing along the northern border, the outlet said. With the huge asylum seeker concentrations and with all those people crossing the border and with the huge increase in the amount of enforcement that is going on the southern border. No, they're not enforcement. They are fucking there to fucking facilitate. They are facilitators. They are the enemy. And fucking Ted Nugent and fucking Sarah Palin were down there fucking stand back out of their fucking way. That was your goddamn take the border back. There was your God's army. A southern border, it is probably, if you have an option, a lot easier to try to get in without inspection across the Canadian border, said Philip Cousins. A professor of immigration studies at the Cunney Graduate Center. The migrant smugglers are capitalizing on it, charging a hefty bounty to sneak immigrants from Quebec into Vermont, where scrutiny is much less intense, the mail said. And you got a picture of this. Look at me and see, I told you, he's just here for a better life. Go look at that son of a bitch. That's a fucking gangster. And that's what you're going to have to deal. That's what's going to come crashing through your fucking door one day, buddy. And you better be ready. Well, we'll see what you fucking doing down here. You got his buddy looking tough. I mean, fuck you, you fucking piece of shit. I don't care who the fuck you are. My guns will kill you dead. And they show another one down here. That's the ringleader. And this one here is Elmer Bran Galvez was stopped driving. Four immigrants into in June, but wasn't charged. The Daily Mail said El Pupa Facebook. So they're caught and they're fucking released and they go right back to doing it because they're doing it on the behest of the fucking international corporate mafia. That is the fucking enemy until we get that through our heads and start taking those motherfuckers out, seeing them for the enemy combatants they are and treating them as the enemy combatants they are, and enforcing. When we do this, we're enforcing our fucking law. We can't be more in the fucking right, people. In June, Elmer Bran Galvez, allegedly a driver for the smuggling ring, was stopped by the border agents in Franklin, Vermont, transporting four illegal immigrants, telling authorities he was paid around $1,800 for each illicit passenger, but was not charged, according to the outlet. Why? Because this is the fucking agenda of the fucking international corporate mafia, the fucking Zionist Jew, pig shit eating motherfuckers that are running the corporation, this communist, goddamn fascist, capitalist fucking organization that is fucking occupying your highest seats of fucking power unlawfully in violation of your fucking law. They've declared war on you. This is fucking war. Last year, more than 10,000 migrants were busted trying to get into the U.S. from Canada illegally, nearly five times the 2022 figure, an indication of massive rush across the northern border, the outlet said. Two of the New Jersey, what, were you guys down there fucking Ted Nugent? Were you down there fucking doing some diverting for these motherfuckers? You know, fucking Trump, when he, I told you I listened to a little bit of his shit the other day. And he goes, first thing, first 24 hours, it's going to be deportations are going to start. And right away, right behind him, he goes, these fentanyl dealers, these fucking traffickers, these murderers. So it's going to be the same shit. He ain't, I'll tell you what, that elitist motherfucker is not going to throw one slave laborer out of this fucking country. Get that through your fucking retarded, Trump-tard fucking head. So you go ahead and you fucking go down there and you like vote. Exercise your fucking right to vote, you dumb motherfucker. You're not, you're committing treason against your own fucking people through your stew fucking pitity. Okay. Two of the New Jersey gang's ringleaders, John Rene Perez, 34, and Victor Lopez Padilla, 35, were finally arrested by federal authorities, but hasn't stopped the flow of migrants. No shit. Rene Perez, a Colombian national, crossed the U.S. border in Texas in April 2022 and was released pending immigration proceedings, but failed to check in with authorities and was busted again in October of that year, only to be released again. What does this tell you?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I respect everything you do, sir, and I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to stand right by your side and enforce that Bill of Rights.
Well, I thank you, and I'll stand right by your side, and we'll fight those fuckers.
I appreciate everything you've taught me and everything that I, the stuff I didn't know, I appreciate everything you do, man, and you got people out here supporting you.
I know that the majority of the fucking people aren't stupid. You know, they went down there and they're 750,000. They were going to have 750,000. They had 2,000. 2,000.
Well, they said on the radio they had 11 million coming over the border. I was just driving somewhere and I heard on the radio they have 11 million coming over the border every day. And I'm sitting there, I was talking to somebody, I said, 11 million people coming over. You know what that means? And the guy goes, yeah, we're screwed. I said, if you don't enforce that Bill of Rights and unite and come on that page, yeah, you will be screwed.
Yeah, we're the only chance we have. That's a goddamn fact. And we're nobody's going to do this for us.
No, we got to do it ourselves. And we, first of all, like, there's a lot of cowards, okay, out there.
Oh, yeah.
They are afraid of the Federal Reserve, the international banks. I mean, these people have them so brainwashed or so controlled over some kind of hypnosis to be afraid of another human being.
Anybody, yeah, exactly.
Anybody. Like, I'm like in shock. I'm like, holy fuck, like you're afraid of a human being? Like, where were you raised at?
Well, they're afraid of their clothes. They're afraid of the emblems on a car. I mean, what the fuck? There's just a person standing in those fucking clothes who is a goddamn traitor who has declared war on you, who is an enemy combatant that you need to fucking put down if you want your goddamn country back.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I appreciate you, brother. I love you. And like I said, I got your back.
Thanks, brother. And I love you right back.
Yeah, thank you.
Lopez Badella, who is from Guatemala, crossed the U.S. Crossed into the U.S. in Arizona in June 2019 and was also released pending future proceedings, leaving him and his accomplices free to run the smuggling scam. And I mean, they know this. I mean, they're doing it. They work for the fucking goddamn cocksuckers of the international corporate mafia that are sitting in our fucking goddamn buildings and our high seats of power. According to the Daily Mail, Lopez Padilla may have ties to jailed narco trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, the alleged co-ringleader, making several references to the drug kingpin on his Facebook account. Despite how finally being in custody, a third cohort identified as Guatemalan national Sermon, I guess it is, Jacinto Ramos remains on the loose and running the operation. Man, if you fucking, if you had a goddamn bitch warrant, they would fucking, they would hunt your fucking ass down. But these motherfuckers here, they're running. I mean, the goddamn drug cartels are running this motherfucking country. Don't say they ain't. Because Mexico is on Canada's list of visa-exempt countries. Migrants can head there for an easier route into the U.S. if they come up with the cash to pull it off. Man, I wish, you know, he's $6,000. He was charging $18,000. I wish I had $18,000. I wish I had $6,000. I wish I had $1,000. Put some fucking gas in my car. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. These are people are being funded. And they're being funded by people like Soros. People like Ted Nugent, you piece of shit. You know, Trudeau humiliated as Canada doctors rise up and reject the World Economic Forum euthanasia program. Justin Trudeau was left reeling last week after a Canadian parliament voted to halt the World Economic Forum. See, the World Economic Forum. What in the fuck are they doing in politics? I thought these were fucking people that dealt in fucking the currency. I guess the currency runs the fucking politics, runs the fucking people. These are the fucking servants of mammon. Programmed to euthanize mentally ill people following strong backlash of thousands of doctors. We'll look at a little bit of it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I didn't want to interrupt you or anything. I was watching this video on YouTube the other day, and the guy was on there. He said, what's the difference between Trump, Mike Tyson, and this UFC fighter and another, the owner of the UFC fighter? And he made this really good video about it, everything what you just said about business, money.
Uh-huh.
It all, for all the money, and it goes right back to the money, because everything, like Donald Trump said in the these clips he had, is that that he liked Mike Tyson because it's all about business, that he can make profit.
Well, even when they talk about the bombings now, I mean, they bombed the hell out of Yemen and Syria and Iraq. And they talk about to protect commerce. I mean, they're not, they're out in the open now. There
yeah,
is
they're,
no
right, they're calling, right, yep, right in front of our face now.
Yep.
Yep. They're telling us right now, right on the local news, they're coming and saying it too.
Oh, hell yeah. That's why, you know, when they had this truckers convoy, it was on every fucking goddamn news channel on the television.
Well, there was not, you know, talked to somebody over in Texas, and they said there was only maybe like 20 trucks over going down there.
That was it. They only got 2,000 people.
Yeah, they said there was not a lot of trucks over there at all, he said.
Well, no. I mean, goddamn it, most of the truckers driving now, I mean, back in the day, there were a lot of owner-operators, and even an owner-operator is in contract, but there were a lot of people that owned their fucking trucks, and they could do that. Do you think these companies who are part of the international corporate mafia are going to let their trucks go down there and fucking, I mean, no, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It was a fucking scam. I said it the first fucking day, and the people have been scammed out of fucking $1 million, and, you know, we got to... I don't know if you want to side, but we got a video up of this lady, and she's crying, and she's talking about it, and she said it's all a fucking lie. You know, they fucking got people, you know, old people, old men, old women, people who waiting for to get their checks, sent them money, and it goes, it's all.
No, I didn't. I'll check it out. Like, I do a lot of driving and go around places. My friend was just telling me, go get a camera and just put it in your car, and if you're driving, you can get a lot of interesting stuff. I'm like, no, I'm not into that stuff. I just want this stuff over and done with. Like, I just want the Bill of Rights enforced.
Yep.
I just want the Bill of Rights enforced. I want to go back to life, liberty, own property, and pursuit of happiness and freedom. I don't want to have time to fuck around.
Yeah, it ain't like we don't know what's going on. That's a natural fact.
Yeah, what's going on, and all we have to do is shoot them out of this country. And a lot of people, a lot of the traitors are going to be, they're going to be hung for treason too, so.
You bet they're going every goddamn one of them.
I'm not waiting too long, because if you wait too long, you're not going to have a country. But you gotta take action somewhere.
Yes, you do.
So,
anywho, back to the article. The World Economic Forum infiltrated government in Canada offers medically assisted death to chronically ill people, but the plan to extend the program to people with mild mental illnesses has divided Canadians, the New York Times reported. NYPost.com reports the controversial policy would allow anyone in Canada with an incurable medical condition to apply for assisted suicide, even if the disease is not terminal, which makes the law one of the most liberal assisted suicide programs. Well, you know, they are trying to fucking genocide the world. But this shows to go you. They say, we love you. The government loves you. No, they fucking don't. They hate our fucking guts. And all these fucking invaders, they hate our fucking guts. They want what we fucking have. They want what we fucking built. We built what we built because we had free fucking minds. We built the best. We built what nobody else could build. So they, and it should be theirs, you see. Generation after generation, we built the fucking goddamn, the baddest ass country on the fucking planet. And then they turned it over to, when they went to that international shit. The World Trade Organization, all this world shit. That's when we lost our fucking goddamn country. That's when it went down the shitter, because you're not operating as a fucking sovereign nation. You know, we compete for our own fucking products made from our own fucking goddamn resources on an international market. Our gas, that's why it's so fucking high, because we have to, whatever the world fucking price is, that's what they're going by. Fuck you. This is a goddamn sovereign country. We need to throw these motherfucking corporate motherfuckers and these goddamn King Charles's goddamn esquires the fuck out of it. No, we need to hang them. They just need to fucking, we need to wipe their ass off this planet. Because if you don't wipe their ass completely off this fucking planet, another generation is going to have to go through what we went through. They're not going to have a fucking happy life. They're not going to have the fucking things they should have being the owner of the fucking richest real estate on the fucking planet. It's not going to happen. You leave any of these fuckers alive and they will come back like a goddamn plague, like goddamn locusts. And that's what they are right now anyway. Anywho, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
From deep in the darkness, and his mouth came on to me, and I saw that he'd be liquor, and he said, take us to his feet, and he said, boy, you better move real slow, and give me your money and feet. He said, give me your money and feet.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Mm-hmm. where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear that I want to rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold until the mistake ends. Where that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. Every once in a while, I have to listen to something mellow, man. We're living in hell, and that's all there is to it, and we should fucking be... Anybody that didn't realize it just ain't paying attention. And let's see what we have here next. Americans have no idea how bad things are, and this guy here, he comes up, and he's a fucking Trump tar. He's an ignorant son of a bitch. They think they understand what's going on because they watch the fucking stupid box. Their fucking brains have been programmed, and to break fucking programming, you have to listen to something like this. That's why this fucking program is so hard to get out. I mean, that's why you can't even put, like, on Facebook, you put in anything about Trenches. Nope, it ain't going up, buddy. Let's see here, JFK.
Yeah, and, when I posted your stuff on my Facebook, Henry,
uh-huh.
I had a red thing across it, said it's inappropriate, and it said, then they just shut my whole page down. That was back a couple years ago.
Inappropriate.
I mean, I can get on it. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's a pretty open term.
Yeah, right there. I should have took a screenshot of it, but it just, they shut the whole phone off on me.
Yep, they'll do that. I mean, I know people that bought new computers and they can't get it. I mean, they
it's
can't
crazy.
Shut us down straight up. They can't do it because it... because it's
blonde. No, they're gonna have to fight us. They're gonna have to kill me. I know that. They're gonna have to kill me. You know, they're gonna have to fight me. I mean, I'm gonna fight them. So, I mean, hey, whatever they want to do, I'm done playing their little stupid ass foolish games. I'll tell you that.
I hear you.
I'm just done with the same bullshit. Like, you come up here every day and try to tell and educate people, and a lot of people just don't want to walk out of their houses. It seems like, you know. Like, I'm around Trump tards, a lot of stupid people that support Trump, and I'm like, you don't know anything about the man, and you're going to support the man. You don't even know he's a rapist. Like he raped a little girl, his daughter's friend, in front of his daughter. You don't even know that. But they've been so indoctrinated. That's what Albert Pike, I brought up Albert Pike. And a lot of people don't even know Albert Pike. That Albert Pike said that if you want a hero, we're going to give you a hero.
Yeah, that's what they'll do.
Just thinking of Donald Trump, right?
Yep.
So they don't understand. A lot of these people have been indoctrinated. They don't do the research like we did. And Albert Pike has always been in the libraries and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I knew about Albert Pike when, shit, I read The Shadow Government a long time when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going here. This is right-wing nutter. I mean, this son of a bitch that is doing this fucking thing, I think his site's called fucking Dollar More, and his name is Jesse Dollar or something like that. But this fucking pit, right-wing nutter. No, this lady, if you watch the fucking video, you can see that she understands that this whole fucking trucker convoy bullshit was a scam for money. Just like if more people could have been listening to The Trenches, we fucking warned you. We told you exactly what it was. Before it ever fucking got underway, we told you exactly what it was. And all it is, it's just like when the Tea Party, movement, it was a grassroots movement, but they called themselves the Tea Party. They had an agenda. And there's Sarah Palin. There's fucking goddamn Ted Nugent. What it is, they were asked the other day, where you go from here? Wherever God leads us, says they. But these are the same son of a bitches that came up, they started in California and going to get the stay in the Admiralty and get the goddamn positions back where they control the fucking goddamn flow of the money and the fucking contracts. And we had Galice, and then we had the fucking Mahler fucking refuge board, this arm stand up bullshit fucking stuff. But these are the same motherfuckers, and this is about getting the vote out. This is getting people, this is to get people to come out and be fucking retarded fucking traitors one more time. And the bottom line is they got 2,000 people. That, I mean, that says a lot. That says that we're fucking getting through. That means people have fucking figured it out. There isn't, these motherfuckers are, they have their own fucking interest in mind. You take Sarah Palin setting up their governor of fucking goddamn Alaska with that fucking Israeli flag sitting behind her. We know who you motherfuckers are, Ted. You son of a bitch. He brags about being trained by SWAT and going on SWAT fucking raids with SWAT. You're a fucking piece of fucking corporate shit, you motherfucker. And no, I ain't afraid of you. You're a fucking punk. You've always been a fucking punk. Anyway, this guy says right-wing nutter has nervous breakdown in middle of border freedom convoy. And if you can, go over and watch his video. No, this is, this lady, she says, I learned the hard way. And she did, and a lot of people are learning the hard way. And then this cocksucker over here, well, I'll tell you what, when he got done with spewing his treason, and you were speaking treason, you motherfucker, we got your face. You've done it on, you've done this publicly. You ain't going no fucking where, buddy. I guarantee you he went out and got in his fucking Porsche with his sheepskin fucking seat covers and fucking drove to his penthouse apartment. You fucking foreign piece of shit with a goddamn English accent. You go fuck yourself. This lady fucking, she's fucking struck, and she should be, because she's fucking right and everything she fucking says. Nutter, you're the fucking piece of shit, Nutter. You're the one that you understand what's going on, you piece of fucking trash. And you will be one of the people that are fucking going to get a fucking trial and then a fucking quick trip to the fucking gallows, because you're prima facie the fucking guilty, you fucking propagandist piece of shit. Okay, House to vote on $17.6 billion in new military aid for Israel. Well, of course we are. I mean, this is another version. We've been going over this for a while, but this is no surprise. And the bottom line is, we all just get together. I mean, but then you got these pricks like Ted Nugent and all these fucking rich fucking people that are, they got something to lose because they hold an elitism right at this point, just because they are fucking goddamn traitors to their own people. But I'll tell you who goes first, Ted, the fucking people who betrayed their own fucking people. And we take this motherfucker, even if they won, you go first. They know you're a fucking traitor. If you betray your own people, you betray them, you dumb motherfucker. And
hey,
you
Henry.
Got a goddamn 10,000 acre fucking ranch where you can go live and act like you're a fucking free man and fucking look down your fucking nose at people, you piece of trash. Go ahead.
Yeah, when we get together, all we have to do is enforce our Bill of Rights.
Yep.
That's all we have.
It is written.
It's same. Yep, exactly.
Ah, here we go. This is by Dave DeCamp, AntiWar.com. The House will vote on a bill this week to provide $17.6 billion in new military aid to Israel to support the mass killing of Palestinians in Gaza. No, not the mass killing. Quit using it. It's called fucking genocide. The House previously passed a $14.3 billion resolution, but the Israel for Israel, but cut funds to the International Reserve Revenue Service, so it didn't receive support from Democrats and was never brought to the Senate for floor for a vote. The new bill adds over $3 billion for Israel and does not include spending cuts. Over in the Senate, negotiators reached a deal on border policy to advance a behemoth $110 is what it says. I think it's probably supposed to be a little more than that, probably $110 million. Spending bill or billion that includes military for Israel, military aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, however many Republicans. So you got the Republican-Democrat bullshit going on here again. There ain't no fucking difference. You're all fucking traitors. You got it? And you're not going to hide. There's no, you see, that's what's fucking wonderful about this individual free sovereign shit. Is you can't hijack. You have to hijack each and every one of us one at a fucking time, just like you'd have to take us to court, and it ain't going to fucking happen. Yeah, I seen your fucking progress that you made going clear from fucking goddamn Virginia to fucking Texas, and nothing, motherfucker. 2,000 idiots showed up, and they weren't all idiots, because that lady that stood up and called you out for what you fucking are, she understood, and she'll never be fooled again. And there's a lot, and nobody's ever going to be, I mean, we called this a fucking sham when you started it. And it was a fucking sham. It is a fucking sham. It will always be a sham. Unhappy with the deal, and Johnson criticized Senate leadership for not including the House in negotiations. The leadership is aware that by failing to include the House in the negotiations, they have eliminated the ability for swift consideration of the legislation, Johnson said on Saturday. Next week, we will take up and pass a clean, standalone Israel supplement bill. Well, of course you will. This is their fucking country. You go ahead, get your ass out there. You get the fucking sweating. You get the fucking working. And give that money over to them fucking kikes that are your masters. Let them be your masters, and they will be. You don't have to. You can wipe those fuckers off the face of this planet. And that would be the best thing that ever happened to this goddamn planet. According to the House Appropriations Committee, the $17.6 billion includes funds to replenish Israel's missile system, provide Israel with advanced weapon systems, and produce more bombs and artillery shells. It also provides funding to replenish U.S. stockpiles of weapons that have already been sent to Israel to kill, to commit genocide on the Palestinians. The $17.6 billion is on top of the $3.8 billion Israel receives from the U.S. each year. The U.S. has also shipped a huge amount of munitions and other weapons to support the slaughter. No, the genocide. You're not going to keep gearing it back and gearing it. Genocide in Gaza, which has killed over 27,000 Palestinians. Well, you've had a whole another week of killing since you had the 27,000. You better kick that number up a little more. We know it's probably about double or triple that fucking number. So you better kick it up another few thousand, because we know you've been killing all fucking week, you cocksuckers. Palestinians, including over 11,500 children, same deal. The International Court of Justice ruling that it's plausible Israel is committing genocide. Plausible? It is right in your fucking face. What you can't see from here to there, when you blow the arms off a little kid, when you blow up fucking entire fucking blocks indiscriminately, claiming you think there might be somebody bad there, that's called genocide. You're killing these people on purpose just because of their race and because you're stealing their fucking land from them. No two ways about it. Genocide has not deterred U.S. support. Of course it's not. U.S. is the fucking goddamn lap attack dog, a Rottweiler on the lap dog. it fucking does the killing for their fucking masters in fucking Tel Aviv and fucking Jerusalem. According to UNET, over 25,000 tons of U.S. weapons have been delivered to Israel since October 7th. And you've killed, you're guilty. You are so fucking guilty of fucking genocide. I mean, they talk about Iran. Iran supplied weapons that were shot from Iraq over to there. So they're guilty. Well, then you're fucking guilty of genocide, you son of a bitch. Let's see here. The average Canadian is just dreaming about affording food. A quarter of Canadians are now borrowing money just for essentials like eating. It's coming down, people. And I mean, shit, we're sitting here. All we got to do is all of us get on that same page. But there's people like Ted Nugent. These fucking people who are, they can look down their fucking nose at you because they fucking played the game. They suck the right asses. They're fucking Masons. They're fucking part of fucking collective cliques. They take care of one another and fuck the rest of it. They don't care if we have a fucking right or not. This is what's going to get your asses killed, boys. You're going in the fucking ground. We are going to have our fucking rights. We are going to have our freedom. We're going to have our autonomy. And we'll kill every motherfucking one of you that fucking gets in our way. Get that through your fucking head. You're going in the fucking ground. And yeah, I've seen your, you know, as far as your dreams of a theocracy, 2,000. I don't think that's quite enough, buddy. Not to mention they're a bunch of fucking pussies. Okay, that was a video. And that's a video to go watch. And the guy, he sat there and he explains it. He's kind of average guy saying the fucking truth. Alvin Bragg defends release of illegal aliens who attack NYPD officers. Yeah, I hate, you know, they're not fucking, they are police officers, but they're goddamn corporate fucking goddamn thugs is what they are. Hired fucking mercenaries. So I really don't give a shit that they got the shit beat on, but I think this is kind of fucking, you know, this is telling, you know. I guess we're supposed to all get mad, so we want a zillion cops. We want them beating the fuck out of everybody. And they'll go out and the ones they won't beat are the ones they've been protecting, like they've been protecting them up in Portland, are the fucking communists, are the fucking fascists, and it's the capitalists fucking controlling them. This is by McCullen McHugh. Trending Politics News, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg defended his decision to release, without bail, the illegal aliens accused of attacking an NYPD officer in an incident that was sparked nationwide outrage. At least four of the suspects allegedly involved in the attack are believed to have boarded a bus for California, where they are then expected to flee to Mexico, according to the report from the New York Post. So you know this. I mean, this is like having a fucking piece of newspaper down your dog pissed on and somebody just rubbing your fucking face in it. That's what they're doing. They're rubbing our fucking face in it. We have the fucking authority. We have the fucking power. We have the fucking arms. We have the ammunition. There's no excuse for us allowing this shit to go on any further. All this shit exists because we allowed it. Know that. Because we were fucking too big of fucking pussies to stop it. On Saturday, Bragg spoke for the first time since the January 27th incident where two officers were assaulted by a group of men near a shelter for illegal aliens. Illegal aliens, huh? And they're a shelter? I thought they were supposed to go to jail or get kicked their ass back across the border. In Manhattan, we don't tolerate or accept assault on police officers. I beg to fucking differ. I just watched it happen. That's an asinine fucking statement. I watched the tape this week. Despicable behavior. It sickened me and outraged me. It didn't me. I mean, this. What we should be doing is when we see them fucking cocksucking communist pigs, these fucking corporate fucking mercenaries attacking our fucking people for no reason, we ought to jump on them and beat the fuck out of them. I mean, beat them bloody, hundreds of us, so they can't even identify us. There's so many beating the fuck out of them. Leave them in a pile of fucking blood. When asked why four of the men who authorities have identified as illegal aliens were released without bail, Bragg said his office lacked evidence to do so. Would they fucking really? You lacked evidence to do so, huh? As they walked out flipping off the fucking, they were flipping us off, people. That's who they're flipping off. Maybe when they come through your fucking door, you better realize that they're going to say, if you let it, well, you may, Dodge Jones wants you to get a good video of him raping your children. But when you blast them motherfuckers, I mean, it's going to be a terrible thing. You blast somebody who's coming in to rape your children, rape your fucking goddamn wife, rape your fucking dog, and you blast them, it's going to be ethnic cleansing, genocide. We can't allow that, man. We just don't. We're not Israel. Fuck you. I cannot fucking wait until you fucking cocksuckers try this shit. In Manhattan, we don't tolerate or accept assaults on police officers. I beg to fucking differ once again. I watched the tape this week, despicable behavior. It's sickening and it outraged me. When asked why four of the men authorities have identified illegal aliens were released without bail, Bragg said his office lacked evidence to do so. You had to have evidence to make the fucking arrest, didn't you? I mean, isn't that the standard? Well, what am I talking about? This is fucking corporate fucking goddamn quasi-jurisdictional bullshit. While the video is shocking and disturbing, in order to secure convictions in the court of law, it is essential that we conclusively identify each defendant. Well, while you're doing it, you don't turn the motherfuckers back loose. I mean, I don't care about the fucking corporate fucking goddamn mercenaries that got the shit beat out of them. But to identify these people, you don't just fucking what you said right there yourself. They're going down to fucking headed to the border, and they're going back to Mexico, and you ain't going to be able to touch them. That's why they flip you off. Like, fuck you. I'll go hang in Mexico for a little while. I'll wait till you get
good. What do these police corporations think when you're letting 11 million illegals come into this country? What do they expect? Like, they're going to get their ass whooped.
Not actually, because you look at places like Portland and fucking, there was one video up and these guys, it was their neighborhood and they were dudes, but they were big motherfuckers, man. And then you had these guys dressed like ninjas. They were the goddamn Antifa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're coming up the street and those guys just go to beating the fucking shit out of me. Well, here comes the cops.
Yeah.
They're all on the same side. They all work for the same.
Up here where I live at, same bullshit. They call 911. When they see a fight, they call 911.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ, what the hell? You guys can't knock the guy out or fight and then take the person to the hospital or some shit?
No, the thing is, man, the cops are there to back up the fucking Antifa. They're a bunch of fucking pussies. They came up the street in their little ninja outfits like they were bad motherfuckers, and some regular fellas dressed like regular fellas, some big bastards. They came down the street and they beating the shit out of them. As soon as they start beating the shit out of them, the cops would come. Now, if it was the other way around and they caught some fucking little blind fucking girl on the corner and were beating the hell out of her, call the cops, and it just ain't going to happen, man.
I grew up when you fought somebody, if you fought them, and if you lose, you bought someone a beer. If you won, then they bought you a beer.
I grew up if you
like
lost.
If you got hurt, like if you got knocked out, they would, you know, wake you up and make sure you're okay. And then they would say, here, drink some water or some shit. And then you need to go to the hospital, you know, like back in like the 90s and shit like that. But now it's just like people just push 911 and shit. It's like, damn, man, like things changed real quick.
They sure did. Used to be like mutual combat, but I didn't drink a beer.
You know, you go to the bar, you get a drink, and then, you know, sit there and your friends, you know?
I don't go to the bar.
The indoctrination.
Listen, man. We both talk and nobody can hear what we're saying, okay? All right, man. You just need to understand that when we both talk, nobody can understand us.
Central banks mean.
So when you stop, I'm going to talk. And then when I stop, you can talk. And then everybody understands what we're saying.
Slow for the Trump tarts and the Biden tarts.
Yes, sir. What I was saying is I didn't go to the goddamn bar and have a drink with nobody. I went and got a bigger fucking weapon and I came back. I'll come back until you're fucking dead. You don't fucking beat me.
That's how it was supposed to be.
You're goddamn right. That's how I was raised.
You're supposed to beat them until they don't come back at you.
Yeah, I mean... I beat him until somebody stops me or something, you know, fucking, I've had problems backing out and shit like that, but
you're and you're protecting your family, your loved ones and shit. A man is supposed to do that shit, and they really fucked this country up by sitting there putting this stupid shit on the propaganda and all this LBG and all this fucking foolish, stupid shit, and people fall for that shit. I'm like, geez, these people have to be the most stupidest people that ever breathe air in this world to look at them and go, you can't even fight people. Like, they can't. I'm like, damn, you can't walk out of your house. Like, I drive a lot. I do a lot of driving. I see a lot of people. I'm not the strongest guy in the world, but I know how to handle myself, you know? But they go out there and talk all this shit, and they'll be like, yeah, but I'm going to call 911. I'm like, wow, man. Then you shouldn't say nothing, you know? They should keep their mouth shut. That's what I tell them, you know? There's always a time to be silent when you talk to people, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, man, I'm getting old, and when you get old, you're a gentleman. That's when you get to pull out a pistol and shoot somebody in the fucking leg. I ain't going to let nobody hurt me.
Exactly.
If I think I could probably knock a lot of people out still, but I'm not going to get in. If I fight, I fight dirty any fucking way. And if I fight, I fight to fucking win. And if somebody that's fucking could hurt me, they're getting a bullet. I don't give a fuck anymore. That's where the point that I'm at. At any rate, man, it's been a good conversation. It's been a pretty decent program for a Monday. And if you guys can, go look at that video of that lady and then look at that piece of shit talk about her like she's a nut, that dog shit-eating son of a bitch. And anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, don't take any wooden nickels, because that's all in the fucking, that's all they got left is wooden nickels. They've done, or even digits in the computer. That's The Word from the Trenches.